Hello, this is King Arthur from King Elling Stable, and we're talking about horseracingpark.com, the most fun game on the internet. Virtual horse racing at its best mimics real life racing. Unfortunately, for the 10th year that I've played horseracingpark.com, I do not have an entry in either the Oaks or the Derby. The Oaks will be Friday, 1:50 p.m., Churchill Downs, 11th race. Let's run down the field. AER Stables KTD draws the 1. Our Athletes Blackberry is the 2. DJC Racing Stables French Connection is the 3. Smokey's Stover has the 4 first time. This is the Oaks. The 5 is Queenwood, owned also by Smokey Stover. And here she is, the Horse of the Year, but 0-3 in 2017. She tried the boys a couple of times, lost by a nose in the Gulfstream Park Oaks. Number 6, Snow Peak, MB Stables, and the horse to beat. 7, also MB Stables, has Musical Treat. MB has the 8, Guest of Honor as well. The 9, Viking Libra, is owned by Delta Farms. And to me, it comes down to two horses, Snow Peak the 6 and the 10, Mortality. John Henry bought this one for $210 after her allowance win at Del Mar to end her two-year-old season. She won the Grade 2 Alexandra at Fairgrounds and just missed the Grade 1 Ashland. Mortality and Snow Peak are my top two picks in the Oaks. The 11 Cobra Kai, AER Stables, 12 Eastern Sky, owned by Maximilian Farms. Devil's Future is the 13, All in the Gate, owns that one. 14 is Pip No Skeleton, Chili King's Stable. Now, 1 1/8 is the Kentucky Oaks. That will be happening on Friday. And we're recording this on Tuesday, right after the draw for the Kentucky Derby. Now, I'm looking ahead to the weather forecast, and they're calling for rain all week long in Louisville. So that could be a giant factor in trying to figure out who will win the Kentucky Derby. Now, we've had a situation with the Derby in past years where long shots have done very, very well, and that may happen again this year, but it remains to be seen. Let's run down the field for the Kentucky Derby. This scheduled for 2:10 Saturday, Churchill Downs, 12th, 1.25 miles. And again, we're recording this segment on a Tuesday. However, clearly an off track would put this race as confusing as it is already, even more confusing. The Kentucky Derby field, number 1, Banshee Star, owned by Joseph Racing, bought this one for $80 back on December 17th, 0-4 this year, but just missed in the Southwest, just missed in the Southern Derby, 8th in the Arkansas Derby. Serenity Stables dipped in for $450 to get a Derby horse, 9-49, 3rd in the San Anita Derby, closing very, very well. Won the Remsen as a 2-year-old, and Serenity Stables 0-10 in 2017, but buying his way into the Kentucky Derby. Bought this one off of John Henry for $450 on March 25th, then ran 3rd in the SA Derby. John Henry has his own horse in here, the 3, Withdrawn. Withdrawn is, to me, one of the horses to beat. He bought this horse for $150 back in August of 2016 off of Pan Farms, and really, I think, is blossoming at the right time. Won the Louisiana Derby last time out as a long shot, and I think Withdrawn is the horse to beat, 136-3 workout for this. The 4 in the Kentucky Derby is Winged Feeny, 4 Winds Racing Stable. Bargain purchase for $15 out of the auction in December, and picked up an allowance win at Philly versus PA Breds, but comes off his most impressive race, 2nd in the Arkansas Derby. 5 is Madison John Henry, $450 purchase February 23rd. Won the Fountain of Youth, then really disappointed in the Florida Derby. He won the Holy Bull at Gulfstream, and certainly has some credentials to do some damage. He is a deep closer. The six, Profound Connection. He was really good for MB Stables in Tampa, the Tampa Bay Derby, and the Sam Davis, but faded to finish 10th in the Florida Derby as your favorite. Profound Connection on his best day would have a shot here. The horse that I like to win the Derby, and I hope I'm not jinxing Nakamura Stable, who also bred this horse, your Florida Derby winner, Shoot From The Hip, winner of the Florida Derby rallying from sixth. He's won on the lead before. He can do it from a lot of different ways. He won the Southwest, then won the Florida Derby. I think Shoot From The Hip, that's going to be my top pick for the Kentucky Derby. The eight horse is named Farley on Wheels. Torazzo bred and owned this one. He's coming off of a Wood Memorial win, third in the Fountain of Youth, won the Withers, very consistent horse. You got to put him in your top three. Number nine is Mancini. Our Athletes owns and trains this one. Won the Bluegrass at Keeneland, coming from ninth, so he should appreciate the added distance for this. Rebel Force is the 10, South Beach Racing bought this one off of SCCJ Stables for $120 back in February, then just ran second in the Wood Memorial, taking off the Lasix. The 11 is MB Stables. They All Laughed. He bred this one, just missed in the Florida Derby, won the Smarty Jones. The 12 is John Henry's Lord High Admiral, purchased for $330 after a two-year-old season, which saw him go 3-for-8. He's been even better as a three-year-old, winning the Arkansas Derby and the Rebel. Can he overcome post-12? We'll find out for the Kentucky Derby. 13, Out on a Limb, Smokey Stover owns this one. Bought this one off of Team 7 Illusion, or Team 7 Illusions bred this one. Bought it off of Pan Farms for just $50 back last fall in March. Third in the Arkansas Derby, he won a stakes as a two-year-old at 7 furlongs. 14, Our Athletes, Atletico, was a dead heat in the Louisiana Derby from the 8 post, closing well. We'll see if he can repeat that effort. 15 is SCCG Stables, Warrior Chant, fifth in the Florida Derby, won the Risen Star, and a horse that developed late in his two-year-old year, winning a maiden race at Belmont. 16, Positive Thinking, MB Stables, Brennan on this one, the Santa Anita Derby winner. He's been at Santa Anita for 4 of his 5 races. 17 is the two-year-old champion, the Ginger Haggis, owned and bred by the Sidley Stud, won the Spiral at Turfway to get in this race, and then worked 136 for the mile at Aqueduct. He's come up big on big days, but the 17 post might be a tall task. AER Stables owns Bronx Bomber, also bred this one, the Sunland Derby winner. 19, Slither Nightmare Racing, bought this one back on February 26 for $250, then ran 2 big races in defeat, third of the Rebel, second in the SA Derby, and drawing in, we had a scratch, drawing in DJC Racing Stables, Mr. C, obviously named after the Happy Days contestant, the Happy Days father, Mr. C, 0 for 4 in 2017. So that's your field for the Derby. Now, if it's a wet track, and we're not sure that it is, we're looking for perhaps some wet track performers in this race, and looking through the past performances, the 11, They All Laughed, won on a wet track, won the Smarty Jones on a wet track. The 12, Lord High Admiral, owned by John Henry, is 2 for 2 on wet tracks. So you have two horses that have won on wet tracks, and the Ginger Haggis, the 17, won on a wet track. The 18, Bronx Bomber, also won on a wet track. In terms of my picks here, I like Shoot From The Hip. I think Shoot From The Hip is the best horse. I like Withdrawn second, Farley on Wheels third, and those are my top three. However, all of my picks, none of them have ever won on a wet track. So you have that variable going in today to the Kentucky Derby. HorseRacingPark.com is the most fun game on the internet. You can play for free for as long as you want or race for purse money. Type King Arthur in the promo code box. When you register, you will get 7 free horses. Even if you forget, you'll get 5. And the beautiful thing with horseracingpark.com is, again, you can play for free for as long as you want. Community of owners get together and do battle. My stable, let's not talk about my stable. I did sell a lot of my horses, and, you know, auctioning horses and selling horses is part of this game, no question about it. But I have not had a lot of productivity out of my stable, and hopefully in the 2018 version of the Kentucky Derby, I will have a horse in that race, as I have a couple of horses debuting tonight at Mountaineer at the free track. In terms of the workouts, the Ginger Haggis, 136 flat on April 15th. That's the best recent mile work that I see on the form. And Ginger Haggis is a deep, deep closer. You would think that the mile and a quarter would suit this horse perfectly. In terms of changes with equipment, again, we're recording this a few days early because we want to get it out on the air and have give everybody an opportunity to listen to this, as the Derby and Oaks on Horse Racing Park are scheduled for earlier in the days. I didn't want to wait till Saturday, especially with the Oaks Friday and then early Saturday for the Derby. Wanted to make sure everyone got a chance to listen to this. Serenity Stables 9er 49er will take the Lasix and Blink and Butte off for this. Lasix and Butte off for this after running third in the Santa Anita Derby, worked 58-2 a couple of times at Santa Anita for this very race. As far as other horses that are making equipment changes, just don't see a lot of that going on. Rebel Force took off the Lasix and then ran second in the Wood, maybe his best race ever. So I think maybe you will see a different horse in that race owned by South Beach Racing. As far as the other horses, we do not see the equipment changes going on for this event. Kentucky Derby, Churchill Downs 12th race, a mile and a quarter, scheduled for 2:10 p.m. and a very, very exciting event. The Kentucky Derby last year, Walter Mummy, owned by Downwind Stables, won the Kentucky Derby at 17-1. And since that race, Walter Mummy is 1-7 and was actually sold for $10 not too long after his Derby win. The 2015 winner was AER Stables' King Cobra, and King Cobra was 9-1, rallying from 10th in that event. The 2014 winner, Laughing Amia, Wild Aces Stable, he was 13-1, rallying from 16th. So if we're seeing any trends, it's deep closers at big prices. 2013 was Commanding, who won the Kentucky Derby at 52-1, and another horse who closed from 8th, that was MB Stables, winning his only Kentucky Derby. And back in 2012, Crypto Magic was the winner of the Kentucky Derby for Sandy Village, and he was 14-1. So I would say that, you know, if you're banking on the favorites, probably go with a long shot in the Kentucky Derby. And very excited, even though I do not have a participant. Again, the King Arthur, the King L Inc. picks 7 shoot from the hip, 3 withdrawn. 7 shoot from the hip is Nakamura Stables, 3 withdrawn, John Henry, and the 8, Tarazzo's Farley on Wheels. Well, that'll do it for this edition of HorseRacingPark.com. The Kentucky Oaks, the Kentucky Derby went over the field. Good luck in the starting gate. Good luck at HorseRacingPark.com. We look forward to seeing you in the winner's circle. Kentucky Derby Saturday, Kentucky Oaks Friday. Wish all of the participants good luck. And we did go over the wet track. That may be one variable to look at when you get into the HorseRacingPark.com menu at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. Thanks to everybody at horseracingpark.com. And we'd love to have you as a guest on the show. You can site mail me at KingLInc. Good luck for the Kentucky Derby. Type King Arthur in the promo code box, and you will receive 7 free horses.